I was reading your Instagram bio.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you were the ultimate DIYer, which I'm jealous of, because anything that I try to DIY, I don't, can't, period. So I wanted to know, what was the best thing that you've ever DIY'd? Mm. And how do you, I guess, keep going? Because once I try and fail, I give up.
So I love making things like out of wood.
Okay.
And I have like every tool under the sun.
Dang.
So I made my own ladder. Because like a library ladder?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made one of those. And you, because the room where I had like these super high ceilings, but it was like a super tiny room. Okay. So I was trying to utilize as much space as possible. So I built these shelves that were like above your head that you needed a ladder to get to.
Yeah.
And then so I just had a ladder that I made that would hang on the wall when you're not using it. And then when you wanted to use it, you could just take it off the wall and then hook it on the little like shelving unit.
Get out. Yeah. How long did that take you to make?
Oh, this was during COVID. So it was a long project.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's crazy. How did you kind of figure out that DIYing was something that you clearly became ultimate in?
I mean, it's just out of necessity. I feel like when you're looking for something specific and you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
And then, or if you can find it, but it's like super expensive.
Yep.
I'm just too cheap for that. So
real. You're the ultimate DIYer. And then I was also going through the Instagram. You were on that really big billboard
mm-hmm.
in Toronto.
In Dundas Square in Toronto.
Yeah. And you had mentioned that it's a bucket list item.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what were the first thoughts? You see it. What's going through your head?
Oh, man. To see your face like 6 feet tall is really cool. I don't know. It's just been like something that I've looked up to with other artists when, you know, it's kind of like a sign, a literal sign that of like you making it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so the fact that Amazon just felt that strongly about this song, I was just like so blown away, and it was such a crazy surprise.
So do they tell you that you're going to be on a billboard? Like, how does that work?
I think I knew, yeah, I knew like a day before.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're like real quick, I have to go see.
But I didn't know where it was going to be, so like in the world until that day. And then I happened to also be in Toronto that day, so it ended up working out.
That's
crazy. I was able to see it in person.
Let's talk about the new song. But before we get into what it's about, right now it has probably over now 300,000
yeah.
streams.
Yeah, it's
how,
like 350 now.
Oh
I think,
my God,
right now.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
how does it feel? I mean, clearly this shows that people are loving the song.
It's, yeah, I've never had a response like this. And I didn't even think that this song was like my strongest song. But like everyone else's favorite. So it shows what I know. But I felt like it was gonna, like, I love this song,
mm-hmm.
but it has like the lyrics are just so they're more abstract. Like they have a deeper meaning. And so a lot of the references, like we talk about like the walls of Jericho, which is in the Bible, and then like Fleetwood Mac song called Silver Springs, and we just kind of throw little references in there like that. But if you don't really know the background of those stories, it'll probably just go over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, this was a song that it was a selfish song. It was a song that I wrote with three really good friends, and they just love the craft of songwriting. And so it was like a song written by songwriters about a songwriter,
mm-hmm.
and it was for other songwriters. So
wow.
It was just kind of like a guilty pleasure kind of
so
song
funny.
That we wrote for ourselves, but everyone else tends to like it.
They love
so.
It.
Yeah.
I like that for you. And so tomorrow is the 12th. You're going to be at the Blue Jays Sessions, the winter edition. What can we expect from that performance?
And that's at the Prairie Emporium. That is, so I get to host. I did the same thing last year too, and it was a packed house. It's like two rounds. So everyone, they do this in Nashville. It's like at the Bluebird Cafe,
mm-hmm.
they do this. And it's so everyone kind of takes a turn singing a song, but they tell the story behind it just
right.
before they play it. So there's two rounds tomorrow night. One starts at 8, the other one starts at 9. And I get to host both of them, so I'll get to play in both of those rounds.
So is it a ticketed event?
It is.
Okay,
yes.
So where can we get those tickets?
Those are at Show Pass,
okay.
or they can also go to my website. I have them listed there too. So
perfect.
KelseyMaine.com.
And then last question I have for you. You're probably very busy heading into the new year. I know so many people want to stay up to date with you. Watch your DIYs. Where can we do that on your socials?
I have everything on, I have Instagram and TikTok and Facebook